He still won't let me come anywhere near her. I know he blames me for her accident, Ronnie.
Shh, I'm on the phone, sweetie.
Lodge residents.
Smithers, tell Daddy we're at the golf club.
We?
Me and Archie.
Archie? Did you give him golf clubs?
Yes. Why?
Veronica puts her phone away as Archie sets a ball on the tee.
She lives right next door, and thanks to Mr. Cooper, she might as well be in China.
He shifts his stance and lines up his shot.
I see her at school from a distance, but we're not in any of the same classes right now, not even lunch period, which sucks.
His club goes sailing through the air.
Plus, she's out half the time with her physical therapy. I hope she's holding up all right.
Veronica nods solemnly.
The doctors Daddy flew in all say the same thing. There's nothing they can do. She has to heal on her own. If she heals, the if part being the part that sucks more.
They walk back towards the golf cart. Archie heads for the driver's side.
Hop in.
Veronica grabs hold of Arch and stops him.
You're not driving.
Why not?
Ronnie doesn't bother to answer him as she climbs behind the wheel and Archie sits beside her.
We can do more for her. We can always do more, and we will. Let's change the subject. Did you pack yet for the field trip to Washington? That'll be a fun weekend.
I can't go. I don't want to be away from Betty that long in case her dad lets up or she needs me.
The golf cart slows to a halt, and Ronnie turns to Arch.
I love Betty too, Archiekins, and I feel terrible for her. But you talk about her constantly. Can we talk about something else for a change?
Like what?
Us? Should I be... We're still good, right?
Archie is surprised.
That's a dumb question. Come here.
They hug, but unseen by each other, both their faces look troubled. Then Archie hops out of the cart and hoists a bag full of clubs onto his shoulder, upside down.
I've applied here 9 times to be a caddy. Why won't they call?
It's a mystery.
Cool that your dad opened up the course just for us. He does know I'm here, right?
Behind Archie, Veronica sees the family butler Smithers running toward them, leading a small army of first responders.
I may not have mentioned it.